July 29, 1928, meaning of the blessing and of the sign of the cross. My days become more bitter and long because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. The hours are centuries, the days never end. And while I do my usual rounds in the creation, I want and invite everyone to cry for the one who, flying away from me, leaves me alone and abandoned in my hard martyrdom of living as if I had no life, because the one who formed my true life is no longer with me. So, in my bitterness, I call the sun to cry tears of light to move Jesus to compassion, so that he would come back to his little exiled one. I call the one to make tears of moans and of screams, and to deafen the hearing of Jesus with its mighty empire, so as to bend him to come. I call the sea to my help, so that it would convert all of its waters into tears, and murmuring tears and tumulting with its waves, it may make a tumult deep within his divine heart, so that he may quickly resolve to give me back his life, my all. But who can say all of my nonsense? I sought help from all, so that they would make Jesus come back to me. But he would not come. And I would continue my round in his adorable will, and following all the acts he did when he was on this earth, I stopped when Jesus was blessing the children, blessing his celestial mama, blessing the crowds and other things, and I prayed Jesus to bless this little daughter of his, who so much needed it. And he, moving in my interior and raising his arm in the act of blessing me, told me, "My daughter, I bless you from the heart in your soul and body. May my blessing be the confirmation of our likeness in you. My blessing confirms in you what the divinity did in the creation of man, that is, our likeness. You must know that during the course of my mortal life, in everything I did, I always blessed. It was the first act of creation that I called back over the creatures, and in order to confirm it, in blessing I invoked the Father, the Word and the Holy Spirit. The very sacraments are animated by these blessings and invocations. So, while calling the likeness to the Creator within souls, my blessing calls also the life of my divine will, that it may return as in the beginning of creation to reign in souls, because my will alone has the virtue of painting in them, vividly, the likeness of the one who created them, of making it known and of preserving it with its divine lived colors. See then, what blessing means, confirmation of our creative work, because the work we do once is so filled with wisdom, with sublimity and with beauty, that we love to repeat it always. And if our blessing is nothing other than the sigh of our heart to see our image restored in the creatures, as well as the repetition of our confirmation of what we want to do, the sign of the cross that the Church teaches to the faithful is nothing other than impetrating our likeness on the part of creatures. And so, echoing our blessing, they repeat, "In the name of the Father, of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Therefore, without knowing it, the Church and all the faithful harmonize with the eternal Creator, and all want the same thing, God, by blessing and pronouncing the words, "Father, Son and Holy Spirit," wants to give his likeness. The creatures impetrate it by making the sign of the cross, pronouncing the same words.